as I did.
And then if they used too much grease, then it would taste all
Well, it's not good for them anyhow.
Uh-huh.
No, I didn't fry things.
Mm-hmm.
I cooked them in the oven. I had a great big oven. I had a great big stove. I got the stove up here at Newport, you know, when they had the army thing up there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after they did away with that, then they just, anybody got the stove.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we had to pay for it, but we got it.
Mm-hmm.
And I still had that stove, and if I could have been on when they started giving so much, I declare they gave. I never have seen anything like it. They built new buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never seen as much food. They'd have turkeys just stacked up.
Mm.
And just all kinds. And this Ms. Cooper was one that worked for me when I was there. And so as soon as I came in, she grabbed me around the neck and she said, I went up there to a spaghetti supper that the juniors were having. And so she grabbed me around the neck. She said, oh, come on, Miss Angie, I want to show you. And some of the girls said, you know, you're not supposed to do that. She said, shut up. She was the mammy of it all.
Oh.
And they didn't say anything else.
Oh, I guess they didn't.
She was the mammy of this.
And
so, you know how they talk
mm-hmm.
when they're not educated.
Mm-hmm.
But she was a sweet woman. And she was on but she's off now. She's too old.
Mm-hmm.
And, but she was certainly, a man took it over.
Mm-hmm.
But they say he didn't do. And he wouldn't let anybody in the kitchen take a crumb away.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if he had any tomato poison. Probably did.
Well, if a person had gotten grease all over their hands, they'd say their hands were all
burnt.
No, if you were gonna grease something and
mm-hmm.
and you didn't mean to, you didn't burn your hands, but you just got the grease all over them, you'd say your hands were all.
Well, I'd wash them before I let them do anything else.
Mm-hmm. But if you were talking about the condition of your hands when they had grease all over them, you'd say that your hands were all. Greasy
from mm-hmm. that.
From
uh-huh.
that, yeah. Mm-hmm. And but now, with that, did you ever? You'd have to wash your hands then.
Yeah. Oh, we washed our hands when we had any hands.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't let them do. And then the boys with the vocational school was right down there then,
mm-hmm.
and the boys would want to come in. You know, they had to test the milk to see what kind of milk it is. And so they'd come in there and they'd say, well, do you mind if I wash my bottles here? Or do you mind if I do this? I said, no, that you belong to the school. And I said, it's just as much your right to do it as it is for us. And I said, and I'm mighty glad for you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, besides, it makes it cleaner and nicer for the things you're using.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so they were just as sweet as could
mm-hmm.
be. And then, when they had the banquets here, they'd invite me to the banquet.
Oh.
And I know Pete Cole, he was a sweet boy. And he was head of a banquet they had out here at King's Inn. And so he invited me and Ms. Corinne Covington, she was, and then she's from Ball Knob, and then Irene and who else? Somebody else, anyway. There was just another one.